News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Animal welfare groups are calling for reforms to laws around exotic animals in Ireland. This is after a zebra was spotted in a pub in County Clare over the weekend. Martina Kenny, co-founder of My Lovely Horse Rescue, joins us now. Martina, we won't get into too much detail in relation to the zebra, but you must have been pretty shocked at the videos that emerged.
A video emerged a few years ago as well. Same thing with a zebra, and we went crazy. And then suddenly there he was again at a horse fair in Clare.
Okay. What is the legislation in relation to owning an exotic animal? I presume a zebra is an exotic animal.
It is an exotic animal, yeah. There are different types of zebras, but one way or the other, it is an exotic animal. And there is no legislation on owning an exotic pet. And that's something that we really need to look at. You know, with the bully ban, everybody went by the UK. Well, the UK do have things in place, and we don't, as always, Ireland doesn't. We at least would ask that it has to be registered. It has to have a chip and passport, just like a horse. And also, I think there should be a little bit more to that as well, because we can't just have zebras wandering around the streets as we do horses right now. Like, we have a horse crisis, you know?
Yeah, so sorry, just to be clear, if I want to bring in a zebra, own a zebra, is there anything stopping me at the moment?
I don't really think there is, actually. I think if you can buy it in another company or country and get it through the port or whatever, you're grand. And at this point, I'm seeing horses getting through the port without passports, without any sort of registration papers. So, you know, it's pretty scary, actually, that this is happening in Ireland. And then to see a zebra, you know, sure, why don't you just get a giraffe at this point? You know, this is crazy, because we all know that, you know, something like this can happen where kids are like, well, that's it, I want a zebra. And next minute we're going to urban areas and we're picking up zebras as well as poor horses, ponies, Shetlands, donkeys in bits.
Okay, what changes would you like to see?
We have to look at the legislation. The government need to now really clamp down on this. Guards need to go to where that zebra is. They need to make sure it's properly registered. You have to have an equine premises number for a horse, so why don't you for this as well? I think they need to be very, very careful. And I also think that, you know, they see things happening in the wrong places, then you need to be fined for that. We actually need a Garda Animal Crime Unit on things like this. This is exactly what we need a Garda Animal Crime Unit for.
Okay. All right. Martina Kenny, co-founder of My Lovely Horse Rescue. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Seems incredible, Ciara, that there isn't that kind of legislation for.
I thought there's a question you never thought you'd ask. If I wanted to buy a zebra, can I like extraordinary photos of a zebra in a pub and
extraordinary,
kind of disturbing, really.
Yes,
that's not
absolutely
where that kind of animal should ever be.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.